He looks determined without being ruthless. Something heroic in his manner. There's a courage about him. Doesn't look like a killer. Comes across so calm. Acts like he has a dream. Full of passion.
You don't trust me, huh?
Well, you know why.
I do. We're not supposed to trust anyone in our profession anyway.
Peace, 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 and welcome to The Rematch, which is part of the BasketballNews.com podcast network. On The Rematch, you'll hear in-depth interviews with notable names from all walks of life. Because sometimes the media just doesn't get it right. The Rematch is that second opportunity to clarify, put things in proper context, correct fake news or misreported controversy. The media still exists as the most powerful entity on earth because they control the minds of the masses. I'm Matan Thomas, and the full truth is what we are aiming to catch. Many media stories omit details that would dilute their clickbait roar, and that's why there's a need for The Rematch. Today I sat down with Maurice Creek, a former basketball player with Indiana and George Washington University, currently playing overseas in the Ukraine, and is currently stuck there in the middle of Russia's recent attacks. Maurice explains how his team wouldn't allow him to leave and how worried his family is. He conducts this interview from an actual bomb shelter in the Ukraine. Please keep Maurice in your prayers. So we're here with Maurice Creek, a former basketball player with Indiana and George Washington University, currently playing overseas in the Ukraine. You told reporters Friday that you're stuck there in the Ukraine amid the Russia's attacks. How are you doing right now? Are you safe? How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm safe. You know, I've been going back and forth between my apartment and the bomb shelter that they put me in to be safe. So because the war is going around our area, so we just have to stay as safe as possible, keep our heads held low, and, you know, just try to have everybody stay safe to the best of their ability.
So, you know, first, thanks for doing this and taking the time out. You know, I just reached out to you, you know, and I didn't know if you knew me or anything. I watched you play when you was at, you know, George Washington. So that, it, you know, thanks for taking the time out to do this. You know, how is your family, you know, reacting to this? I'm sure they're, you know, scared and worried out of their mind, but how's your family reacting right now?
They are very sick. You know, it's a different type of worry, you know. I'm in a difference, you know what I'm saying? It's a war going on. So, like, right. My mom and dad, they've been sleeping on shifts. My grandmother's very sick. My grandfather's very sick. All my family is hitting me up, sending prayers out to me and everything, just trying to make sure I get home safe and sound. And it's just a terrible feeling, you know, just putting everybody through that stress, worrying about me. And but it's really nothing I could do. I mean, I want to get home as soon as possible every day, just try to make things right towards them and get this feeling about it at gut, you know what I mean? Because every day I'm over here, it's nothing changing because I'm still here.
Walk me through how you ended up stranded there. I'm sure there was some kind of protocol because they were talking about it being a possibility leading up to it. You know, when we saw, I think it was John Stockton's son who was there and he got out. How did you end up being stuck there?
It was definitely not a protocol for us. A lot of the players just put it into an initiative to leave on their own. And I think that's the difference between our team and their team.
What team are you on?
I'm on Mykolaiv. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what ended up happening was, you know, a couple of my guys were already talking about leaving. They had contracts somewhere else to where they can go. They had already got the termination agreement to a point where they can just go ahead and leave. And they had their LOC. Mm-hmm. So they had, you know, it's called a letter of clearance. When you get that, you can go ahead and play without having to do anything illegally and stuff like that. So they got all of that stuff. So they was already gone like a couple of days before, like maybe a 3 or 4 days before this it had even happened.
Mm-hmm.
Another two more of my guys just left, you know what I'm saying, off the strength of just basically wanting to see their wives. And one has a wife in Norway. He went to Norway. The other one, he just was like, I'm getting up out of here. I'm going to Istanbul. Mm-hmm. Me, I was in a total different situation through them. And the reason why I say that is because this was my first job overseas this year. And I had just got there in December. So I didn't really get any payments or nothing like majorly paid in December, and didn't really get nothing for January. And it wasn't like that. They didn't pay me a lot of money. You know what I mean? They didn't pay me a lot of money because I had got there late. You know what I'm saying? They got to do the days and stuff like that, which I can understand. But in this situation, when it came to February going into March, it was a total difference. They was when I wanted to tell, I told them I wanted to terminate the contract and everything like that. They were not trying to let me go. They were they were basically saying, like, you know, they needed me here. They wasn't trying to let me go. They was holding my LOC. My agent had to fight them back and forth about letting me go. It just has nothing to do with them. This has nothing to do with basketball. This has everything to do with the war. They was not trying to hear that. They didn't think no war was going to happen.
They didn't take it seriously?
They didn't take it seriously at all. They didn't even take it seriously when all of us was here. We had multiple meetings about this situation, and they didn't take it seriously back then. So when it came about to for me and the other three guys that was left, I mean, the two guys that was left, they still wasn't taking it seriously. They still thought, like, it was like, oh, okay, well, we're going to send you to another part of Ukraine, and we're going to see if something happens, and not, then we're going to come back. And we didn't want to do that. We wanted to go ahead, get up out, get, you know what I'm saying, get the termination papers, get up out of here and be safe. And because I didn't get a lot of money like that, I didn't really have no funds to get a flight and a hotel. You know what I mean? So I was, you know what I'm saying, basically like stuck here. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, dang, I got to worry about my letter of clearance. Dang, I got to worry about getting the flights and stuff like that. Because I could have left and just been out on my own, and then I could have had my agent do stuff. I didn't have, and they was keeping my, they was holding my money. They was telling me like, oh, okay, so because you want to terminate your contract, we're going to call this a buyout situation. We're going to hold all of your money that we had stored up for you for the time that you had participated in February. And that was like three bands. And they was trying to hold that. They was trying to hold that money from me, which would have had me had the funds to and get out of the situation that I'm in now. And now that I'm in this situation, not only did they get away with the money, you know what I'm saying, because they only gave me $1,000 out of that $3,000 that they owed me. So not only did they get away with the money that they owed me, now I'm stuck in this situation, and I have not heard from the man who actually had this situation happen to me.
Oh, wow. Okay, wait, hold up, stop, because you just said a lot. So let me back up a little bit. The letter of clearance, you can't go anywhere. Can you go anywhere else, and can you not leave the country or play anyplace else? Like, what is the significance of the letter of clearance?
Letter of clearance is everything when you play overseas. You know what I mean? Like, anytime you play overseas, you have to have your letter of clearance from your last team. And
like, they own, like own I, your rights. Here, like, they, right, like you can't play without here, it.
Okay. I had to get my letter of clearance from Steaua Bucharest, that the team that I played for last year, to play for this team.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah. So when you know what I'm saying, you don't get your letter of clearance, it's, and you try to play, you actually can't play. You do it, it's illegal. You can get fined for that. You know what I'm saying? The team could get fined for that.
So they can hold your letter of clearance and keep you from playing someplace else. What if they're true? Like, is there a protocol of, they have to let you out if it's for this and reason, or does it even matter whatever the reason? Can they just hold your letter of clearance for anything?
I had no clue. I just was so worried about getting my letter of clearance because I don't know every rule from FIBA. You know what I mean? Like, maybe FIBA would have said, like, oh, because of the war situation, we will work with you. But we don't know how long that was going to be, because it's not just me that was going through this. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody at some point in time is leaving a job and going to another job. So if I was to end up doing that without getting my letter, just getting my letter of clearance from my team, period, off by myself, it would not, we don't know how long that was going to take. You know what I mean? We don't know how long it would, the process would have took for FIBA to do something, because everybody's leaving a job every day. You know what I mean? And trying to go to another job. And at that time, they still got to get their letter of clearances too. So it's like a time wait.
So what was the reason that they gave you for not giving you the letter of clearance? What was their reason?
They wanted me to stay here.
I mean, that's it? They just want you to stay? Like, they don't have to say anything else? Nothing
was going to happen. I had to literally fight them. I had meetings after everybody had left. I had meetings alone with these people. Like, I had meetings with the coaching staff. I had, you know what I mean? Like, they did not want me to leave here because they knew I was their best player. They knew they were, like, the worst team in the league. They were 4-21 when I came in. When I got here in December, we had won 2 games. They did not win no games for months. You know what I'm saying? So when that happens, you see a team kind of progressing with the player that you got. You know what I mean? They didn't want me to go nowhere. So the way they was doing it was kind of messy. They was like not worrying about my life situation. They was worrying about the basketball aspect and the business side of things first, before my life type thing. And that, you know what I mean? Wow. It was messed up. Because now, like I said, I'm stuck here. And now I got to wait and see when it's clear to move and all that. When I could have easily just went on, I could have went on my own. Could have, you know what I'm saying, did everything. But then I was so worried about everything else. When you're playing basketball, you just worried about every aspect of it. You know what I mean? It just sucked that I had to go through that instead of just having them be understanding about everything. Like, you know what? If you're scared about the war, we understand clearly. You know what I'm saying? That's how I would have did things. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And you said that you haven't been in communication with the president or the GM or however they frame it.
Yeah, the president has been in contact with my agent, but the president has yet to call me.
Wow.
And I'm looking, and I'm really looking forward, like, an apology.
What's the president's name?
I just want you to say that you were wrong with the situation that happened. And
of course.
You know what I mean? It's different when you know you were, if they was right about the situation, like, okay, nothing happened. Okay, yeah, but he was dead wrong. And he was dead wrong for doing things how he did it. And I think he knows that. That's why he has yet to contact me.
And what's the president's name?
I don't even know that man's name. Know that man's name. I know he's the head man, and he know who he is. Everybody knows who he is, who's in Ukraine.
Right.
I got here so late that I only got up to my coaching staff.
Right.
To the people my players, and that was it. Like, but when I see him, I know everybody's saying, like, oh,
he's
the president. You know what I mean? Like, I just shake his hand and kept it moving. I ain't really
want
to get into details with names and stuff like that. I have a job to do. You know what I mean?
I got you. So you describe, you said that you're in a bomb shelter. Like, describe what that is. Because, you know, we don't really know what that actually means when you hear a bomb shelter. So what is life for you right now?
A bomb shelter is you have an apartment building, and then, like, it's the basement of the apartment building. So when I walked in the bomb shelter, you have lights in it and stuff like that, but you have nothing but empty rooms. And so they use that just in case people start bombing their apartment buildings. Not if it was to trample down on them, it's not going to crush them because it's all concrete. You know what I'm saying? It's all like concrete and stuff like that. So that's why I use the apartment. The apartment complex basement as a bomb shelter.
Wow.
So I walk in and I see people With like the I forgot, like wooden pellets. They putting like the wooden pellets on the ground. They putting like the sheets on the. It's like they making a bed. And they really staying down in that bomb shelter.
Wow! Wow! Mm-hmm. And so the communication that you have with other, like, I'm trying to just understand the communication that you have outside of the bomb shelter now. Like, what is happening in the Ukraine right now as you're communicating with everybody and looking around? Like, what is going on?
The only communication that I have within Ukraine is just me, Coach Terry, and the head coach. Okay. All the other Americans are gone. I'm the last American left.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I'm the last American left from the league. And, you know, I was just in a total different situation than everybody else. You know what I mean? Everybody been stacking up money for months at a time. And for me, I just got here so late. Eric, they took a shot on me, and I was successful with that shot and didn't even really give me no money to even move. Didn't even think about, like, okay, if something do happen, we got a plan for them. They said that to my face, like, we're going to have a plan. And then when it was time to execute that plan, It was no plan. You know what I mean? So it just was tough. It's just, like I said, it's just a tough situation. You know what I mean? And yeah. To be in it, to have my family in it. Everybody's sick right now. Everybody, my family, my friends, everybody's wanting me to get home.
So has like Indiana reached out to you, or, you know, George Washington, and seeing what they can do to help? Like, what has been your communication with your former teams?
Oh yeah, they, you know, a lot of people love me for the person that I am. You know what I mean? Not just the basketball player that I am, but the person that I am. I mean, everybody from Indiana is hitting me up, trying to get me information, trying to donate to certain task forces and all that other stuff just to make sure I get out. That's from Indiana. George Washington is doing the same thing. Even people from my other teams, like even people from teams that I have played on from the past and overseas, are like, yo, can we do anything? If you know what I mean, if you get over here, we got shelter for you until you can, you know what I'm saying, do, get on your feet, get to a airport or something, whatever we need to do. It's just because everybody know, like, I show them respect at the end of the day. So I mean, when you show somebody respect like that, and you the type of person that I am, very humble, very quiet, you know what I mean, just I'm a nice guy, and so everybody can feel what everybody's really feeling it for me, because I didn't come here to be in type of situation. I came here to play basketball and, you know what I'm saying, enjoy the fans and, you know what I'm saying, give my job the best that I can do. You know what I mean? Wow. And everybody is feeling it right now.
So how can people help you? You know, people watching this that are here in the States, how can people help you? Like, what is there that people can do?
I know that a lot of the people from Indiana, I think George Washington too, have been donating to an organization called the Project Dynamo. And they've been getting people out of situations, from soldiers from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Now they trying to get Americans out of Ukraine now. And I think a lot of people are like donating to that. Okay. But in all honesty, it's really like, it's either that or, you know what I mean? It's just tough to even get on the roads right now. So even if that does happen, it's like they got to take a very crazy step to even get me up out into one of the borders, because now they knocking down bridges and everything. So it's just tough. Mm.
Wow. So
it's tough right now.
Wow. 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 So yeah, that Project Dynamo, it sounds great, but I don't know how that would directly trickle down to you in particular. To help you. So aside from that, there's not really much that people can do, because, you know, people are going to watch this and see you and see, you know, I've seen you do a couple of interviews, but there, a lot of them are written, but seeing you explain everything is a lot different. They're going to want to say, okay, what can we do to help? But there's nothing else that anybody can do.
Yeah. The only thing they can do is, you know, keep me in their prayers, and, you know, just, That's all I want is just everybody to continue to pray for me, reach out to me, you know, I'm taking all phone calls, messages, whatever. You know what I mean? Right. I listen and talk to everybody, even the people that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's just a show of gratitude, show of respect. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have to reach out to me, send me their prayers or anything like that. But that's just the type of person that I am. I'm not one of them guys say, hey, I don't know him. And you know what I'm saying? Because they don't know me. You know what I mean? Only the people that know me is the people that know me. But you know what I mean? For everybody to just be so concerned about me and everything like that, the only thing I can do is show my gratitude towards them and just say thank you or I appreciate you or something, you know what I mean? Something that they can look forward to and know that I'm still safe and still alive.
No, you're right. I mean, when I reached out to you on Instagram, I messaged you. I mean, we don't really know each other, but, you know, when you hit me right back. So I definitely, and let me just ask you, you know, the U.S. Embassy, where are they in this? Are they still there? Did they leave? Like,
I have no clue. I have no clue of what the U.S. Embassy can do. And I've been hearing that they've been pulling soldiers back. So I have no real kind of intel of what they might be able to do. I'm thinking like U.S. Embassy would just come straight here, scoop me up, get me up out of here.
Right.
But again, I don't know if it works like that.
Right. Wow. Wow. Well, we're connected on social media, you know, so don't hesitate to reach out to me and just let me know if there's anything possible that comes up, because I know I'm going to get, you know, a lot of people watching this are going to want to help and see what they can do. So if anything comes up, you message me personally and let me know. And you know what I mean? We'll jump right on it. But I'm definitely going to keep you in my prayers, keep your family in my prayers. You know, if there's anything that we could do, and I'll message you, you know, if they need anything. You know, I can't imagine the stress and everything that they're feeling of moms and everyone. So, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation that you're in right now, but you definitely have prayers and support. And I mean that, though. I'm not just saying that just to say it.
Yeah.
Reach out to me and let me know if anything comes up where I could be of assistance. Okay.
Appreciate that. All right.
All right. Well, we'll stay safe out there, and you know, much love to you, and just stay safe.
Much love to you too. Appreciate
you. All right, man. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Rematch. You can find more episodes on basketballnews.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review. You can also find my articles on basketballnews.com, along with exclusive content from Kenyon Martin, James Posey, and more. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AtonThomas36. Let me know what you thought of this episode and who you'd like to see as a guest. I would love your feedback.